And welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Verizon winning formula for the 2015 season. We thank Rick Spielman et al. For joining us, previewing the 2015 Minnesota Vikings season, which opens in a weekend change from Levi against the San Francisco 49ers. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, is here for the Verizon winning formula. Let's begin with offense.
Ryan has to come, be relaxed, let it loose. Go Q's on three. One, two, three, Q's.
Offense led by Teddy Bridgewater, Adrian Peterson finally, Mike Wallace, Charles Johnson et al. What do you think about the winning formula in the offense?
I think coming out of the preseason, there are not a lot of concerns. There's anticipation for Adrian Peterson coming back because we did not see that in the preseason, but not a ton of concern. I guess if you had to nitpick, Paul, how about the red zone? Teddy Bridgewater and the first team offense, they were just 2 of 5 scoring touchdowns in the red zone. I think that should be a higher percentage in the regular season, at least you hope so. You want to finish those drives when you penetrate enemy territory with touchdowns. Field goals are good, and we have a good field goal kicker, and those points can add up. But if you want to contend with high-scoring offenses like Green Bay and like Detroit, you're going to play those two teams twice this season. I think you need to score some touchdowns when you get close and you get into the red zone. Now, we didn't have Adrian Peterson, so he's obviously going to score a lot of red zone touchdowns for you. But you'd like to see that number be a little bit higher when you get to the regular season.
The winning formula, courtesy of Verizon, for the Vikings 2015 defense.
I think you have to win the line of scrimmage. And our defensive line has done that all offseason.
And Winston back to pass. Boom! He's hit and sacked by Everson Griffin.
All training camp and all preseason, let's just see him keep doing that. The depth on this defensive line is great, Paul. I mean, Shamar Stephen, when healthy, and Tom Johnson give you great depth at defensive tackle, and you may have 3 or 4 reserve defensive ends on this roster who can really contribute for you, even guys you can promote from the practice squad perhaps. So I think the depth is great on this defensive line, and that could be the calling card for this defense all season long, is that defensive line changing the line of scrimmage and pushing back, because then the fruits of the labor that this team has put in to improve the secondary will really come to fruition.
And now the special teams. Well chronicled, Blair Walsh had some struggles in the preseason. Cordarrelle Patterson gets to the end zone on a kick return against Dallas. Stephon Diggs' punt returning was good. Marcus Sherrill's was good. Jeff Locke was shaky in Canton, but bounced back beautifully. What do you think?
I think the kicking game has to sharpen up. And I'm completely confident in our return game and our coverage. Our return game has been good every step of the way with Mike Prefer, especially once Cordarrelle Patterson and Marcus Sherrill's began hitting their groove a few years ago.
Here's the kick to Cordarrelle Patterson. Cordarrelle will give it a rip 6 yards deep between the hash marks. Angles out to the right. He's to the 10, to the 15. Cordarrelle to the 30. He has the kicker to the beat, and he beats him inside the 40. Cordarrelle Patterson is gone. Welcome back to the spotlight, young man. It's 106 to the good.
Coverage units got a lot better last season, and I expect that will continue this season. But now, I think it's time to focus on sharpening the kicking game. Jeff Locke did have a good preseason. Double-digit punts inside the 20, very good. That's a very key stat.
Beautiful punt by Jeff Locke. Clay retreats to the 15.
In the regular season, you want to pin teams inside their own territory. And, of course, Blair Walsh had his ups and downs, so we need to get that straightened out, because I think the Vikings are going to be in a lot of close games. It's a team that's going to run the ball a ton. It's a young offense. They could be in some close games, tough division. So sometimes the field goal kicking can come down and can decide games, plus the new PAT format with longer extra points. So we need to be sharp in the kicking game. I think we're going in the right direction, but that thing needs to be sharp all season.